describe your reaction of getting drafted?
Oh, man, it's the best feeling in the world. You know, I just felt like just, you know what I'm saying, screaming and jumping around, you know, and it just made me feel like a little kid. The best feeling in the world, though, for sure.
Did you expect to get drafted, or were you thinking you'd go the undrafted route?
No, I was banking on getting, you know what I'm saying, drafted. I felt like my you know what I'm saying, play this year definitely, you know what I'm saying, helped me out to get me drafted. So I was banking on, you know what I'm saying, getting drafted, but, you know, always, ready for the worst. So
Dimitri, this is a better feeling than hitting a game-winning shot to send Gonzaga to the Sweet 16?
Yeah. It might be a tie with that, but overall, I would say that this is a better, you know, sort of feeling.
Can you just take us, since we don't know you yet, through this process of how you go from doing that at Gonzaga to playing corner at Baylor?
Yes, sir. I've always, you know, played ball growing up, but I stopped playing my sophomore year to concentrate. You know, saying hooping. So I went to Gonzaga for 3 years. I played, started my sophomore and junior season. And, you know, I just started to feel like, you know, that my route towards the NBA wasn't as, you know what I'm saying, possible as I, you know what I'm saying, thought it was just because of my size. So my dad always told me that I can always go back and, you know what I'm saying, play some ball. So, you know, I started thinking about, you know, a 6 foot corner compared to a 6 foot point guard. So I think after the season I went and talked to my coach and I told him that I wanted to go play football. So I told him that, and Baylor called me. I went and I met with Coach Browse, and that was it. And then I started off kind of, you know what I'm saying, rusty a little bit. I had to work on some things, but, you know, I've always had the, you know what I'm saying, talent to play. So it kind of comes, you know what I'm saying, easy.
Dimitri, you mentioned your dad. How much do you get to see him?
I probably go see him, I want to say, twice a month.
What's that like?
Oh, man, it's you know what I'm saying, weird. Being able to go see him, but not being able to, you know what I'm saying, to leave with him. But, you know, it's always, you know what I'm saying, good to see him and, you know what I'm saying, talk to him and, you know, just be able to, you know what I'm saying, touch him and, you know what I'm saying, do stuff like that. So it's always good to see him, though, for sure.
Dimitri, what's the story behind the nickname Meech?
I got that from my godfather, Demetrius Gore. He played forward for Pitt, and my dad played point guard for Pitt. So, and my mom ran track for Pitt, and but my godfather was named Meech, so it kind of just, you know what I'm saying, stuck with me since I was a little kid.
Just how difficult was it to switch back to football? I mean,
it really wasn't too, you know what I'm saying, hard. I've always been, you know, just blessed to, you know what I'm saying, be able to play both sports. But the hardest thing I say with the switch was my knowledge of the game. I say, you know, just getting my football body back, putting on some more weight and stuff like that. I say that was like the hardest part. But, you know, naturally it just comes easy.
How many years did you not play football? Was that 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. I want to say I stopped playing my sophomore year high school, so that has to be like 5 or 6 years.
With the run of bad luck you had injury-wise, was it hard to keep going forward with football, or was there any point in time where you thought, you know, maybe it's time to move on to something else?
Can you say that one more time?
He just said, you know, when you had some bad luck with injuries, you know, was there any point where you were questioning the decision or felt like it was time to do something else?
Oh, no. I mean, this was, you know, I put all the, you know what I'm saying, marbles into football. So, you know, I didn't care if I tore my, you know what I'm saying, my like leg off. I was gonna make it some way somehow. So, you know, just, you know, injuries just kinda, you know what I'm saying, made me tougher. So
what kind of ankle
injury
did you have in 2011?
I tore my ligament in my right ankle, and I had to have surgery procedure where they go in and they use kind of like some wires to, you know what I'm saying, pull everything back together.
Dimitri, what kind of influence did Mike have on you with football and returning to that? Was there any impact at all from him and his success?
Can you say that one more time?
He just asked what kind of impact Mike had on you as far as going back to football and your success there.
Mike, he's always told me that I should have been playing, corner all my life, you know, because he's, you know what I'm saying, seen me since I was back in, you know what I'm saying, fifth grade when I was just, you know what I'm saying, killing people. So he's like, you know what I'm saying, always told me to, you know what I'm saying, to play. So, but my dad more so had more, you know what I'm saying, say in my switch, I'd say.
Couple more.
How's the arm doing, and how difficult was it to fight through that?
Oh man, the arm still is great. Really, the ankle was way worse than the arm. So really, the arm wasn't anything really.
So Dimitri, just how much carryover do you think there is between basketball and football? And how do you deal with the tackling aspect, which obviously isn't a factor in basketball?
I mean, I've always been a physical guy, even on the court. You know, I like to bang. You know, so tackling isn't a problem. You know, hitting isn't a problem. I've always been that type of guy, and I think basketball helps me out because I was always a very good on the ball, you know what I'm saying, player. So, and I think that translates over to the field as well, you know, just by the way I fly my feet and, you know, my hips and stuff like that. So I think all of that plays a part.
One more.
They always say it's kind of like playing basketball, going against Calvin Johnson and Brandon Marshall, some of those guys that they'd like to throw jump balls to. Do you think your basketball background will help you against those type of receivers and pros?
Oh, for sure, man, because I'm used to holding bigger guys, you know, 6'4", 6'6". 6'5" guys, so you know, I think that'll definitely, you know what I'm saying, help me out a lot. Going up against those, you know what I'm saying, big 6'4", 6'3" wideouts out there. So
Dimitri,